Carlyle, Ray Bouton believes in supporting people whether they be local or far away. For many years, Bouton has been part of the Performance Realty team in Carlyle and the surrounding area. Not only does he sell real estate, but he also is the owner and operator of the Prairie Dog Drive-In Theater located north of Carlyle along Highway 9, one of the few drive-in theaters that are still up and running. He also loves sailing, and when he visited a friend, Jerry Wishnowski in Victoria, BC, for a sailing spring fling, he noticed this beautiful artwork hanging in his friend's condominium. Wishnowski is the Canadian agent for the artist Lyubov Kupstova, who lives in Ukraine with her family. Last summer, Wishnowski and his family went to Poland and crossed over into Ukraine to visit family and meet Kupstova. Bouton picked her art because he liked the unique style she had. When the war began 2 winters ago, Bouton stopped at a Ukrainian church in Regina where they were having a service and prayers for their home country. The chaos, mindless and ruthless destruction in the name of greed and power is senseless beyond belief, said Bouton. They have been flying the Ukrainian flag on their sailboat ever since and it will be displayed now at the performance office. Kupstova paints animals and her art has a unique and colorful touch. The one piece that Bouton has is called Happy Cow, and it traveled with Bouton to several places. Throughout the summer, Happy Cow could have been seen at the Red Market Barn, and later she traveled to the Regina Agribition, where she was well received, as they also wanted to create an award for the most colorful cow. The painting will now hang in the performance office in Carlyle, with 3 more pieces coming soon. Cow Party, Dog Reading News, and Fishes will arrive to be on display in the near future. With the sale of her pieces at the office, 50% will support the Kenosi Lake Kitchen Party, KLKP, Music Camp, and the other 50% will go to Kupstova. This is not the only art supported through Bouton's office. Phil Redekop from Wawota has art there as well, and a couple of photo art canvas prints from the late William Sinclair, who was a past director of the Kenosi Boys and Girls Camp, also has art there. A sample of sea glass art by Kenosi Lake's Jan Rutten is part of the exhibit as well. Also on display is a mock sailing vessel showing the main sail, jib, rubber and tiller of an actual Enterprise 14 sailing craft that was donated by locals Tim Young and Dale Hanna. The motivation to do this is to support worthy causes and to use our brick-and-mortar office space for more than day-to-day business, said Bouton. Bouton communicates with Kupstova via Messenger, and they enthusiastically share the idea of art supporting art. Kupstova believes that art and music are a powerful force, and Bouton agrees with this. At the same time, he continues to bring awareness of the senseless fight Ukrainian people are withstanding. He also loves to promote the sport of sailing, the Kenosi Boys and Girls Camp and the KLKP all at the same time as he feels it shakes up the activity and gets people out of their boxes.